Hello. Hello, John. It's Aaron calling you back from NME Legal. How are you?
You alright?
I'm good, thank you, John. Do you have the 10 minutes now to just go through this
case?
Perfect. But just to remind you, John, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay? Perfect. Oh yeah, my job here, John, I'm part of the MMA legal team, I'm part of the investigation team here. So what I'm here to do is gather as much evidence as I can for your case going forward. And that's obviously about your time in care, but also post-care as well.
How come you voted for Manchester and not Scotland?
Because we're basically based in Manchester, and we have two call centres, but we have our Manchester call centre and a call centre in Liverpool as well. So it's all part of obviously the same company. So we don't want to confuse our clients too much if we just stick to the kind of the same district phone number, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm from Lancashire myself. I grew up in Lancashire.
Oh, did you? Well, when you're speaking a bit more now, John, I can hear that you're not fully Scottish or anything.
No, I've been down here since I was 13.
Fair enough. Well, what I need to do, John, is I just need to ask you a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can. Some of these questions are a little bit sensitive, so I do apologise in advance. But just starting off with your kind of medical history, John, have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health issues?
No.
Okay. Okay, and do you drink or take any drugs?
No, not anymore. Not for a long time.
Okay, but did you?
Yeah, many years ago, yeah. So I've not had a drink in 30 years, like.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and you don't use any recreational drugs or anything like that?
Not anymore, no, not for about 4 years, no.
What drugs were you taking 4 years ago, John?
I was just smoking weed mostly. I have took a lot of other drugs over the years, but nothing to, just short history now, you know what I mean?
Okay. And one of the questions that I don't like asking, John, and this is, I literally do not like asking anybody this question, but have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, John?
Yeah.
Okay, and what was that attempt?
I was in Liverpool, I cut my wrist.
Okay. Was you ever hospitalised because of that or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Liverpool General.
Was that the Royal Hospital, was it?
The Royal, yeah. I thought it was a general back in the 80s, like early 80s.
Yeah, well, that building's been knocked down now.
Oh, is it? I used to live in Liverpool.
Yeah, well, okay. It was a minute to Liverpool.
I lived in Egbert.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that's not far from our call centre, actually.
Yeah. You've got this side of Sefton Park.
Yeah. I'm from the north side of the pool. I'm from around the Anfield area, mate.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't support Liverpool, I support Everton, mate.
Yeah. Hey! my wife's
family does
as well.
Oh, perfect. You're going to get along just fine. Okay, John, so when you were admitted to the Liverpool Royal Hospital, was that you then under section, was it?
Temporary, I think. It was a temporary thing.
Yeah.
I was there for about a week. I'll be on record, won't it? It'll be there on record somewhere.
Of course,
1981,
yeah.
I think it was. Early 1981. When riots was on.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Okay. And are you currently registered with the APP at the minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you mind if I just grab them details of your
Private Medical Group.
Private Medical.
I live in York now,
so. Okay, perfect. I'll just grab them details up just to confirm. Yep, okay, and that's on Cornland Road.
Cornland Road, yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. And how long have you been registered with the SUP for, John?
26 years.
Okay, and then going to your care settings, I can see that you were here at Calder House, Calder Remand Home.
Calder House.
Okay, and where...
C-A-L-D-E-R.
Yeah. And where about were they located?
Blantyre. B-L-A-N-T-Y-R-E.
Sorry, what was that? B-L-A-N?
T-Y-R-E.
Okay. I'm just going to pull up that information now.
It's been knocked down. It's a disabled kid's place now.
Ah, okay. And was that near Glasgow?
Yeah, Blantyre. It's not far from Glasgow. It's a couple of miles.
Yeah, yeah.
South Lanarkshire it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. It says here that it was called Calder Glen House.
Oh, I don't know. We used to call it Calder House. I was born there, that's in the same town, so...
Yeah.
That's Calder House, that's all it was called when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, of course. We always shorten things, don't we?
Yes.
And do you roughly remember how long you was in that house for, John?
I was in there for a couple of months.
Okay.
It wasn't somewhere residential, if you know what I mean. It was more like an assessment centre sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And once everything happened, they shipped you out to somewhere else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All right, John. Well, obviously, this process, obviously, me and you are going to be going on, it's going to be a journey of around about 6 to 12 months. And in that process, I'll be gathering all your records, all your information, putting it together and basically getting the best possible case ready for yourself to then put forward to an independent panel. Now, this is all done behind closed doors, so there's nothing that me or you have to attend. You have been recognised as a vulnerable citizen by the Scottish Government, and they've given us a case number for yourself.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we are going to be getting the ball rolling for yourself, John.
Yeah, that's fine, mate.
So, obviously, I'm going to be here along the way. I'll be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks with how I'm moving on the case. And, obviously, if you've got any questions or anything like that in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call.
I've got a number in my phone anyway.
Yeah, no,
I've got emails as well for me as well. So
yeah, well before I do go ahead with the case, I just need to explain your funds and options clearly. So obviously you understand what you can do, as well as us as a law firm. But there's three ways that you can proceed with your application, and that's obviously that you can apply for the you can apply for this claim yourself without using a solicitor or a law firm and do the case yourself, or you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where they're paid up to £2,000 per case, and whether you win or lose, that's the amount that's settled. Obviously, I can't exactly tell you for legal reasons what they do or how they go about things, but what I can tell you is with ourselves as a private law firm, you know, we fight for everything with a fine tooth comb to make sure that, you know, we build the best possible case for yourself.
I wouldn't even know what to do anyway, because that's what you get on me. As long as I don't have to pay you anything, I'm not bothered until it settles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to be honest, John, we only do take like a small fee of 16% plus VAT, which is...
Yeah, yeah. You take it off the thing, don't you?
Yeah. It comes to 19.2%, and that is capped. We don't take anything more, and it doesn't matter what you are compensated. We never come to you for any more. We've got our set price, and that's all we need. But just helps you to reassure you, John. Obviously, it is a win, a no win, no fee case. So basically, obviously, if for whatever reason we don't win, we'll never come chasing you for any fees and put you any financial stress.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Just let you get on with it,
mate.
Just do what you have to do.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Well, I can see here, John. You did have a cooling off period that has run out. And that obviously was a run out when you first spoke to my colleagues in Manchester. So what that means is obviously once you got the phone call, we can start proceeding with your case. So obviously, yeah, if you're obviously all happy to do so and you've got no questions.
Let you deal with it, mate. You can sort it out. If you need any questions, any answers or what, just give me a bell.
Yeah, no worries, John, we will do. Well, that's everything that I do need at my end. If you do, as I said, have any other questions, anything like that in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call back. I'll be in contact with you every 4 or 5 weeks with an update on how we're getting on. So other than that, John, just look forward to my next phone call. And in the meantime, just be stress-free, keep a smile on your face, and we'll be here along the way.
No choice, but 62-year-old now.
That's it. All you can do is just smile, mate, because we're here to help you, okay?
Yeah.
No worries, John. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it and enjoy the rest of your day.
Alright, no worries, mate. You take care, yeah?
No worries. Thanks, John. You too.
Hello, mate.
Cheers. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.